to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, and this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. And this week, we're going to talk about how school has improved. And before we get to that, just one quick mistake we made last week. We said it was episode 198. It was actually 197. This is episode 198. So in 2 weeks from now, it will be our 200th episode, mm-hmm. which we are so excited for.
Mm-hmm.
It's been about 4 years. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about why we're discussing this week based on where you previously were.
Well, we had talked about this topic, I don't know, maybe a few months ago about how school has just not been going great. But we're going to talk about how now it's gotten so much better. We got a lot of nice comments from that episode, so we want to keep you updated and just tell you how it's been going.
Yeah, we appreciate all those nice comments, and there's a lot of hang in there, you're a great kid. And so, and that's what we were talking about, was the social aspect of school. So how have you gone about approaching the day? How have you gone about handling specific situations and just your overall mood in school?
I think it got to, well, I'm going to talk about how I handled it. It got to a point with some people where, well, I had talked to my teacher and kept doing that. And then I talked to my guidance counselor. She was so helpful. Then I think it really helped me come to some common ground, at least ish, where with some people, where it's not like constant arguing, it's just like we're really trying, basically.
But it's not contentious anymore. Yes. It's just an understanding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which was really helpful talking to her. I think taking that approach really helped. I think she knows all this stuff. Well, she does.
I mean, it's her job.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a lot like these conversations you wanted to have with certain kids, but those kids weren't willing to have the conversation with you, so now you just need an adult to facilitate the conversation, and that's what the guidance counselor is able to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think going into school now, I know I can definitely talk to these people, but it's always just keeping a positive mindset, I think. Even if you're not having a hard day, I think it's just something important, just like going into, or anything, just even just going into your day every day, keeping a positive mindset about what's happening. Like, even for me, like, if these situations happen, I know how to handle them. I know that there's people there. I know just, like, going into the day, I know there's always going to be something good. Like, if I really enjoy writing, or we have science that day, or something like that, that it's always, it's good to keep in mind. Like, you got to that, or you had fun doing this. And
And understanding, you said that there's always people there. What do you mean?
Like, I know I can talk to my teacher about these things. She's been very helpful. And like, I know if something goes wrong that I feel was not like just like something like a little silly, but like that, like,
hold on. So we have new microphones. And we're trying these out this week. We might not use them next week. We'll know, but
I need to stop hitting it.
Right. Exactly.
It makes noise. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But I know I can tell her these things, not just something silly, but something that happened that hurt and that I think she maybe should know about. And just like, and I know she's there, mm-hmm. or the guidance counselor for anything that much happens that I can.
If it escalates to that point, what about after school when you're just certain days when you're just playing in the park, do you feel better?
I think it's better. I know kind of who to still, like, I'm not perfect, but I know I can hang out with them now. I think it is much better if, even if I'm just, I'm hanging out in a big group, arguments are not happening constantly, at least with me anymore, which is great improvement.
Mm-hmm. And it's refreshing.
I know I can hang out with these people even if I don't want to. Like, maybe they're not, like, the first person that, like, oh, I want to hang out with this person. But it's, like, if I see them there, maybe I'll hang out. If other people are playing, hanging out, Yeah, like it's not going to cause a problem, which is great to know.
Right, which what I'm happy about is that you're allowing yourself to, hey, I might, this isn't might not be the greatest time ever, but I'm just going to be with other kids playing a game.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not the number one thing I want to be doing, this specific game, but I'm happy just, you know, being around other kids who are just, yeah. We're all just enjoying ourselves and recognizing that, you know, your happiness might come in different levels and different yeah. forms. It's not always just going to be all the way, mm-hmm. all the way up here. How do you feel different or empowered in a different way to, when things do bother you in school, of how, if you're not going to talk to somebody else about it, but how you do handle it yourself? Are there any techniques that you've learned or certain conversation skills that you've learned to have with other kids?
Just telling the person how you feel, I think, takes just like, even if they don't say sorry right away, it lets them know, and then they know that it's, you're still just telling them. And I think it always feels better just, maybe I don't get the response I exactly want, like a sorry or, oh, I want to make you feel that way. But now they're aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's not just like there is another way that does work, like the questioning way. Like, hey, why'd you do that? But I think even just telling someone how you feel, it just makes them aware. And
yeah.
I think that's something that's helpful. And then at least you feel, I might not feel great, but I know that it just helps you feel like more, I guess, kind of like comforted a little bit that they know, and mm-hmm. they can kind of keep that in mind a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So it might not happen the next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm really proud of you. And thanks. I hope that the rest of the year continues the same way, and you can me move too. Into next year and feeling just more comfortable and set you up for success.
Yeah.
All right. I love you.
Love you.